Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
We got Jerry Baker from the Wall Street Journal after the top of the hour. We'll talk about Mamdani and all that nonsense in New York. He's got some things to say about the shutdown as well. That's all coming up in about a half hour. You know I'm a fan of hotair.com, Sue. So you've heard me talk about it quite a bit. Dwayne Patterson contributes at hotair.com. Yeah. Dwayne's not one of the regular contributors. They have a whole slew of folks who are up there on a regular basis. And Mark Judge is one that posts on hotair.com, but not regularly, but I always like his material. And he's a guy, as we will introduce him here this afternoon, that you might not know by name, but you will know the context when I have him sort of add to the context here this afternoon. Mark Judge, first and foremost, thank you for joining me this afternoon in St. Louis on 97.1 FM Talk. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine. And I'm very, very happy that I tracked you down and got you come on here because I am a fan of a lot of the things that you post. But let's kind of talk about what the how you became relevant and how people might know you from the Brett Kavanaugh hearings and how you kind of came back into the public eye in an unfortunate way, I would say, perhaps.
Yeah, well, your listeners might remember that Brett Kavanaugh was accused of sexual misconduct at a high school party in 1982 by a woman named Christine Blasey Ford. And she claimed that one of his friends was in the room when it allegedly happened. And unfortunately, I was that friend that she alleged was in the room. And it's turned my life upside down. But I survived it and wrote a book about it and punched back. So that's the Reader's Digest version right there.
So is the book that you wrote, because I want to make sure it's the right one, The Devil's Triangle, Mark Judge versus the New American Stasi, or is that something different?
Yes, that's the one.
Okay, so that's the one. Because you get, and this sort of brings us to where we are currently in the post from this week where you wrote about some of the things that are happening on the left with the legacy media and their misfortunes, but also kind of said, look, there's folks on the right that are also making mistakes in some of their coverage. And you kind of pointed, and I haven't covered this a lot, Mark, but I started getting into the Nick Fuentes and Tucker Carlson thing yesterday, so perhaps maybe a little more context is necessary then. But you obviously have personal experience with the media on a regular basis misrepresenting the facts of your story and Brett Kavanaugh's story.
Yes, and it happened, unfortunately, on both the left and the right. Now the left is appalling and atrocious and demonic and criminal. They're the worst. We know that. I should have sued many of them, and I've written extensively about that. But when the whole ordeal was over, and after the Washington Post had profiled a guy talking about us who had never met us, making up stories, MSNBC and all this other stuff, I thought, okay, well, here come the conservatives and they're going to talk about my book, let me have my say, write about me. And very few did. And to be blunt, as the son of a National Geographic journalist and an adventurer, I thought to myself, well, maybe these people are just cowards because I'm out here naming names, talking about the people that did this to me, and a lot of high visibility platforms on the right are silent. And on top of that, some of the people who have written and spoken about us get facts wrong. Now, back in the day when I was coming up, you know, you'd get sued. You if someone called you out, you'd issue a correction. And as I wrote on Hot Air, Ben Shapiro, whom I admire tremendously, did a video last year talking about the Kavanaugh thing, and he got several facts wrong, and he won't respond to me. I said, it's important you get these facts right.
Right.
We have to be better than the left. You know, Christine Blasey Ford, she couldn't name anybody who was at the party. Well, that's not right. That's false. She did name people who were at the party, and the intention was to extort and blackmail us to ruin Kavanaugh's chances. That's why I was named. That's not a small thing to get wrong.
Yeah, right. And your overriding point, and this is why I found this intriguing, is because I have, and for decades, literally decades, focused on, you know, left-wing legacy media bias, which has become, I guess, in the last 10 years, even more prevalent and more discussed because of Trump. We know that that's a unique situation. But when Bernie Goldberg at CBS News wrote his book in the late 90s, Bias, and uncovered some of that crap with Dan Rather, I've been talking about, and I've been exposed, and I've worked in newsrooms where there's a lot of bias. You're, though, making the point that despite the mainstream media being despicable, and they mislead us all the time, and journalistic malpractice is everywhere, you say it's also affecting conservative journalism. And I guess maybe the Ben Shapiro example is one case that you're making. Are there others?
Yes, there are others. The one place that gave my book a negative review is the American Conservative. So stop and think about that. While Kathleen Parker, a Pulitzer-winning columnist at the Washington Post, was praising the Devil's Triangle and praising me and defending me, a writer at the American Conservative was tearing me down. Stop and think about that for a minute. And as I wrote in Chronicles, in response to the piece, in his review of my book, I had several high school friends of mine who know both me and Brett closely said, he didn't get you guys a little bit wrong. He got you 180 degrees wrong. He said that, you know, I was obsessed with the social pecking order of political Washington, D.C. Anyone who's known me for a half hour knows that I care nothing about the social pecking order of Washington, D.C.
Right.
I could care less about it. And, you know, the reviewer's name was Nick Rowan. He and I have exchanged emails. But as I wrote in Chronicles as a response to this, he said that my hero was Pat Buchanan, who I admire Pat Buchanan, but I grew up in the D.C. Catholic ghetto, which we joke about. And he was never my big hero, even though I admired him. And basically, he got all these things wrong. Quickly, a big one. Charles Cook, who was the editor of National Review, said in 2018, if we're not careful, in National Review, which never wrote about me and didn't review my book, if we're not careful, the tactics used against Brett Kavanaugh might be used against someone without power and who's not well-connected and who's just a regular person. Well, Charles, that was done, and I was the person they did it against.
Right, right, yeah. It's unbelievable. I mean, it really is.
And he took a swipe at me on Twitter the other day, and he said, are you still talking about how I don't think conservatives get canceled? I said, Charles, this is journalism 101. Would William F. Buckley have reviewed my book, yes or no?
Well,
you're damn right he would.
He would have. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's baffling to me. That, you know, it's also kind of baffling to me that you got praise from Kathleen Parker because she's not exactly the most staunched right-wing person in America right now. She's kind of changed her views over the years. But your story to me is really fascinating. And I'm going to ask you to do something here, and I don't have a lot of time, but one of the things that you wrote about recently, this might get a little bit into the weeds, but I love it because I was a movie critic for several decades. You talked about how you kind of, in a roundabout way, kept a movie that was made about all this, you know, to not be released, right?
Yes, and let me quickly put a plug in for the Anti-Communist Film Festival. Next year, I'm hosting an Anti-Communist Film Festival. Google Mark Judge Anti-Communist Film Festival, you'll find it. So to your point, yeah, Doug Liman, who's a big Hollywood director, he's done a bunch of Tom Cruise movies. One night, I get a text from him, and it was right after my book came out. And he said, hey, we're doing a documentary about Kavanaugh. We want you to come up to New York and be a part of it. So they sent me a non-disclosure agreement. my agent looked at it and said, don't do this. It's an ambush. And they screened the movie at the Sundance Film Festival, and it never found a distributor. And it didn't find a distributor because they called me and I said, you guys have totally botched this. If you release it, you're going to get sued. You're going to look like idiots. And the film was spiked, so it never came out.
Isn't that interesting? That's crazy. Because to your point, I mean, he's a pretty big filmmaker. He did some of the Bourne movies. He did Edge of Tomorrow, which I thought was a great movie with Tom Cruise. And, you know, with this topic kind of getting put on the shelf. So you think it was the lawyers that said, we can't do this.
I ripped this guy a new one. I was on the phone with him for about 20 minutes, and I said, okay, let me outline what happened. You made this hit job documentary on Brett Kavanaugh. I was in your blind spot. You knew nothing about my book. All of a sudden, my book comes out, and a week later, you're texting me because you thought, oh, damn, we can't make this movie now that Mark Judge has a book out. So
yeah.
You're trying to get me involved in this hit job. And I said, what you have done is despicable. It's not journalism. You should be ashamed of yourself, and F you.
Yeah, well,
and
good,
the
good
next
for
thing
you.
I do, you know, no distributor. It still has not been released because my book contradicts everything in their movie. How can they release the movie called Justice when my book contradicts everything in it?
That is amazing. One of the things that you wrote in that column, too, is that, and this was not in the film, that Christine Blasey Ford's father actually apologized to Brett Kavanaugh's father?
Yes, at a country club not far from where I'm standing right now. Yeah, because, I mean, everybody, I read a review of Blasey Ford's book in Chronicles called A Hallucinogenic and Unrepentant Rant, and I talk about all of that. So he did apologize to him. Everybody knew what was going on. This was a deep state hit, which is why David Unrich at the New York Times apologized to me. If you Google his name, it was on Fox News. I confronted him about this, and I said, you wrote a lot of garbage about me and my high school friends, and he said he had second thoughts, he would do things differently, he had learned lessons. So
yeah, that's fascinating, right?
You know,
yeah, it's very interesting.
Yeah, I mean, when does the New York Times reporter ever act contrite?
Yeah, never. Let's go back to the Anti-Communist Film Festival before I let you go, because tell me a little bit more about this, where it's going to be. You're trying to raise some money for it right now, right?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's a bunch of articles. We have a GoFundMe. We want it to be in D.C. I have a list of 20 movies. I've written a series about it on Hot Air. And long story short, I had this idea when I was in the shower once. Like, let's show a bunch of anti-communist movies over a week or a weekend, and people reacted. I instantly was hearing from people going, we need this. We need a big party. This is a great idea. When is this? So we have a GoFundMe. There's a bunch of articles, fall 2026, and we're talking to people right now.
Yeah. Will you have a red carpet that features Zoran Mamdani, perhaps. Shouldn't he be at the top of the invite list for the anti-communist film festival, Mark? I think that would be great. Oh, my God.
Bob, I'm having a devil of a time trying to get those screening rights for The Lives of Others. It's the 20th anniversary of that great film next year.
Dude, that is one of my favorite movies of all time. It's the movie that I tell people watch, because that movie about the Stasi is what we're doing here across the globe right now with social media nonsense.
When people ask me, what was the Kavanaugh experience like? I say, did you see The Lives of Others? Yes. Did you see Caddyshack? Yes. Put those two movies together.
That's interesting analogy. But The Lives of Others, I swear, Mark, is always on my list, top of the list, telling people to watch that. Because especially now, when you're making these complaints and comparing Trump and conservatives to Hitler and all this stuff, go look at what the East Germans did in the aftermath of Hitler. It's, in some ways, just as bad. So, look, I'm a fan of what you write. I think it's very unique. I'd love to promote the film festival as you get closer. So we'll try to keep in touch. Do you remember a guy you went to high school with named Chris Cronin, by any chance?
The name's familiar, yeah.
He's here in St. Louis. He said that you guys were not close, but that he was a couple years ahead of you, I think, at it was Georgetown Prep, right?
I was just at the homecoming. It's a great institution.
Chris said that you wrote a book in the aftermath of that where some of the names were changed and everything, but he thought that you got the facts pretty accurate.
I think I did. I mean, I've written some things that I maybe should have not written. Maybe that was one of them.
Well,
I don't know, but...
Well, I thought I'd bring his name up just in case. But listen, Mark Judge, thank you. I've become a fan. I'm really always curious when you post or when they post your stuff at Hot Air, because it's different than everything else they have up there, and I've been intrigued. So thanks for jumping on here with me. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Anti-Communist Film Festival, big party, 2026. Let's go, baby.
Let's do it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.